welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
And this is episode 155. And this is our last free play until our best of the year, or best of top 10 countdown, best of the year, year in review, blowout episode, which is
extravaganza.
Yeah, I was almost going to say extravaganza, but then I decided that that wasn't quite the right, I feel like not the quite the right word, you know what I mean? So I felt like blowout was a better, maybe a bledder word.
A bledder word.
So before we get to the music of today's episode, I want to just mention that I have now, at this point, posted both of the track listings for the two recent dance mixes that I posted. So it's only the games listed, but you know, if you're interested in knowing what those tracks were in the dance mixes, check out legacymusichour.com, and both dance mixes are or track listings are posted as two different posts. So volume 3 and volume 4 dance mixes track listings, look for them at legacymusichour.com.
Nice.
That's all I have. Is there anything you want to mention?
I'm ready to get into this.
Oh, one other thing. Next week is going to be on October 24th, Thursday, in San Francisco at Vacation Vintage. Is at 10 p.m. We'll do our Name That Tune video game music game show. And so, you know, if you want to try to compete, you can enter at the beginning of the night, and you can also try to compete with a VGM karaoke contest.
Yes.
And also you can try to compete in the dance battle as well. And it's a free show, and also performing will be the Spencer Owen Timeshare, performing covers of video game music featured on the Legacy Music Hour. So check that out. It's at 10 p.m. in San Francisco, and the information again is at legacymusichour.com and also on the Facebook page for Legacy Music Hour. Okay, let's get into it. Are you ready falling asleep?
No, I'm awake.
I think I have a feeling you're going to fall asleep probably in 4 tracks. that's my wager.
It's another late night at the.
It's not that late, really.
It is, man. It's past my bedtime.
All right. So I'm going to start off with a game called J-League Soccer Prime Goal 3. I'm sorry. There's one other thing I forgot to mention. We have a little neat thing we're going to share at the end of this episode, so stay tuned for that. From one of the listeners sent something in, a recording. Actually, he recorded his own VGM karaoke track.
Okay.
And he sent it to us.
Yeah.
And he's a listener from St. Louis and Missouri, and we'll play his track at the end, so stay tuned for that.
I'm glad you mentioned that right now, because I'm sure there were hundreds, if not thousands, of listeners that were just about to shut off their laptops.
Yeah, well, that's why I did that. Yeah, I wanted them to not just, you know, decide, oh, I'm not going to listen to this episode, and you know, now there's some incentive to listen to the whole thing.
Right, right. Now they're going to stick around.
Now there's some incentive to skip to the end of the episode and just listen to only that VGM karaoke track.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. J-League Soccer Prime Goal 3 for the Super Famicom, although it came out in Europe as 90-minute European Prime Goal. The composer of this is Eriko Imura, who is the composer of Wagyan Paradise, which is my newfound favorite soundtrack of mine. So this is another game that she did the music to. This is called Lose.
We'll be right back.
is music from J-League Soccer Prime Goal 3 for the Super Famicom. This is music composed by Eriko Imura. And this is called Lose. This is the music you hear when you lose, I guess.
Hey, if this is losing, I don't want to win.
Right. I love that part right there. That part's really good. You know, this track really has the technical prowess of Walk Down Paradise, and then it's got this whole other smooth kind of elevatoriness that is kind of more unique to this game. But
yeah,
this is just really good and jazzy and good. I mean, Walk Down Paradise has this kind of sound also. I love that part right there. That's so good. Good track. Very good track. Amazing.
Great way to start off the show, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to follow suit. And I'm going to play a very good track as well. Lightning Force. What did you think I was going to play, Brent?
I thought you were going to play Lightning Force. I thought you were going to play Road Rash.
Road Rash, yeah. I think we've played every Road Rash track. Mm. Almost. Mm-hmm. Almost. Great Sea Power. Sea Power, Lightning Force.
Stage 6.
This is, I believe, Toshihara Yamanishi.
That's correct.
Yes. I didn't even have that written down. That's just ingrained in my brain now.
Is it? That's yes. Good. Good. Good of
That's
you.
That's just in my head
That's
now.
Good of you.
Do you hear that bass?
Yeah.
It's so gorgeous. Oh. It's takeoff.
Slide. The slide.
That's takeoff.
Yeah.
That's the ship taking off right now.
Sliding takeoff. Yeah.
The sliding takeoff.
Okay. I'm going to move on to a Sega Master System game.
Mm-hmm.
This is Deep Duck Trouble, starring Donald Duck. And we've heard from this before. This only came out in Europe and South America, but it also came out for the Game Gear in other regions. The composer on this is Saori Kobayashi, and we're going to hear the intro. Thank you. composer Saori Kobayashi with the intro from Deep Duck Trouble, starring Donald Duck, for the Sega Master System, which actually has a different intro song than the Game Gear version.
Okay.
I mean, it's similar, but this is actually a shorter version of the intro song, but I think it's actually a little bit better than the Game Gear version. It's a little tighter.
All right.
But, it's a nice swingy kind of tune.
Yeah.
And what I like about this track is it kind of has these different moods to it, you know? For example, right here, you know?
It takes you on a little adventure.
Yes.
It's very fitting. Yeah, very fitting.
See, I like this right here. This is very different than this different mood, you know? There's almost a Koichi Sugiyama sound to this, actually. Then you go back into the swing here. It's like kind of really kicking now, you know? It almost sounds like the bass is more prominent now.
Crazy Duck.
It's crazy.
I am going to go Mahjong Cop Ryu, Hakudo no Yabu.
Okay.
Okay. And, well, there's a little surprise for you. Mahjong Cop Ryu, Hakudo no Yabo.
Yeah, this is a good track. It's a good track.
It's a Mega Drive title.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up jam. Oof, more bass.
That's not the beginning. It keeps. This is the second round, but it changes a little bit. It gets a little more involved on the second time around. Yeah. A different game, and that game is not in front of me right now, but now it is. Netto Real Bout Garo Densetsu. All right, this is, or otherwise known as Real Bout Fatal Fury Special, So this is an arcade game that is ported to the Game Boy. Okay. Fatal Fury. It's a Fatal Fury game.
Right.
So it's a Fatal Fury fighting game ported to the Game Boy.
Wow.
Yeah. And this was only released in Japan. And the composers on this are Toshio Shimizu and Hideki Asanaka. And it was arranged for the Game Boy by Studio PJ.
Okay.
Studio PJ.
All right.
We're going to hear number 3 from Pandora's Box, Determination. Jin Chonshu and Jin Chonrei. And by the way, you made it past 4 tracks.
I'm still here. I'm still here.
We'll see.
Are my eyes wide open?
Yeah, I guess now they are.
Yeah.
Of course.
Neto Real Bout Garo Densetsu Real Bout Final Fatal Fury Special, music by Toshio Shimizu and Hideki Asanaka, and this is arranged for the Game Boy by Studio PJ.
Uh-huh.
This is called number 3 from Pandora's Box, Determination. Jin Choshu or Chonshu and Jin Chonrei. And it's a nice 3-4, and it just gets really kind of emotional at this section coming up right here.
Yep.
Here it comes. So good. That's really good, that part. That part is, I think, really good, you know? And I think it's cool that it's, I'm not familiar with this game, but if it's playing while you fight, I think that's pretty neat that it's a 3-4. It's a waltz that's playing while you fight.
Sure.
A Sega Genesis track for you. Sorcerian is the name of the game. China Village is the name of the track. Composers are Hiroshi Kubota and Tokuhiko Uwabo.
Thank you.
China Village from the game Sorcerien.
This is good. It's a good track.
Straight up.
It's a good track. I like the beginning. There's a kind of a pitch bending situation. Let's hit that real quick. I like that. I like that. Just that's the only time in the track where it does that. You know, there's like,
that's it.
That's good.
And the very raw bass. It's very Road Rash-esque.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Reminds me a lot of that Road Rash bass.
It gets really sprinkly, you know, kind of later on, you know, the track.
Yes.
You know, the sprinkles.
Sprinkles, yes.
It's more than just sprinkles. It's drizzles, you know? Well, I don't know. Would you say it's drizzles or sprinkles or a combination of both? Sprizzles.
Sprizzles.
More of a sprizzle. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, it's getting ready. Get the sprizzle ready.
Yeah, get the sprizzle gun ready. Get a sprizzle gun. It's not there yet.
Yeah, shake it up. Shaking up the sprizzle gun.
Just, sprizzling all over the place.
Oh, get that over there. Hit that with some sprizzle. Second coat of sprizzle.
Just sprizzle it all over the place. That's good. I love the sprizzle.
I get another term coined. From Legacy Music Hour.
You heard it here first.
Sprizzle.
All right. Well, this is the third episode in a row that I'm playing from this soundtrack. It's Operation Logic Bomb, the ultimate search and destroy.
Yes.
This is for the Super Nintendo. And it's rare these days that we hear stuff that it was released in North America, I feel like. Anyway, this is from composer Yasuyuki Suzuki, composer of Kingyo Chūiho Tobodase Game Gakuen, which is another really good soundtrack. We're going to hear Ending Sequence from Operation Logic Bomb, the ultimate search and destroy. Operation Logic Bomb, the ultimate search and destroy, Yasuyuki Suzuki, and this is Ending Sequence.
Oh my goodness. That came out of nowhere, and it was a very pleasant surprise.
Yeah, I knew that part was, because this part you kind of want to conduct and stuff, and then it's all like very floaty and stuff, and then right there, yeah. I started laughing because I knew this would, I pointed to Rob right when this part started, and
Yeah. Come here, girl.
Come here, girl.
Been thinking about you all night.
Let me get a little sprizzle on you. This is just pretty cool, huh? It's cool how ghostly it is, and then it becomes this, you know?
This is so good.
And then it becomes this. Kind of a lot of stuff going on,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, goose pimples.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah?
Goose zits. I got the full goose acne.
Goose sprizzles. So you get goosebumps from this?
Yeah.
But I love how this is so ghostly and you know, it just, it's such a neat way, the way it transitions into the next part, you know? It's just... Yeah, Operation Logic Bomb. It's got some good tracks in this.
Drizzle on my baby all night.
It's a drizzle. There was a drizzle happening. Hey, you're kind of using a little sprizzle right there.
A little menthol for my nose. Yeah.
Anyway, it's a good track.
Moving along to track four for me, I have got...
Which means this is the eighth track in the game so far.
More track on the attack.
Yeah.
I've got a Nintendo Entertainment System track from composer Tomohiso Mitsuyasu. Here's a track from Puss in Boots. A track from Puss in Boots, Nintendo Entertainment System.
I think the full title is Puss in Boots, Pyro's Great Adventure.
This is stage two.
Yes. Ocean. Submarine.
I don't know why I have this track marked down for a future Valentine's episode.
Oh, really?
Does it sound Valentine's-y to you? Well, turn it up, turn it up. Feel the romance.
I mean, I can sort of see it. I can sort of see it.
It's kind of just two people meet for the first time.
And it doesn't go very well. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, a little bit. I can kind of hear it.
Not really. Yeah, but not really.
Maybe that right there.
It's just that.
There's a little bit of excitement in the relationship there.
Okay.
All right. Well, speaking of romance, mm-hmm. How about we hear a little something from Romancing Sagat?
Yes.
Saga. Romancing Saga. Otherwise known at the Legacy Music Hour as Romancing Sagat.
Right.
The story about a lonely... a former fighter,
right,
with one eye,
and his troubles in love.
Yeah, his troubles in love. Yeah, and so Kenji Ito is the composer on this. This is a Super Famicom game. I've had this track on hold for a long time. I've had this track on hold since I want to say you know, the second Square episode we did. So right. I think that was episode 59 or something like that. I've been holding on to this for 100 episodes, about 100 episodes. Bard's Tale is what we're going to be hearing.
Okay.
Bard's Tale. Romancing Saga. This is The Bard's Tale from Romancing Saga, music by Kenji Ito. Another 3-4 track for you.
Moving on to Game Boy. Mm-hmm. RoboCop 2. RoboCop 2.
Did you mention the composer on this?
No, I didn't.
Oh, Jonathan Dunn, I think.
I had this one earmarked for Valentine's episode as well.
Oh, really? I can kind of hear it.
It kind of has that Take My Breath Away. What's the name of the group that sings it?
Isn't that Belinda Carlisle or something?
Take My Breath Away.
Oh, no. Is that no? Berlin. Berlin, right. Berlin, yeah.
Did you say Berlinda Carlisle?
I said Belinda.
They said Berlinda.
Berlinda, yeah, Berlinda Carlisle of Berlin, the lead singer of Berlin, right. Berlinda Carlisle.
Berlinda Carlisle, right? But that's kind of romantic. This is kind of romantic.
I can hear it. I can hear it.
RoboCop can fall in love. I've never seen the RoboCop movies. Does he have a love interest?
Yeah. Well, he did. He did. In
Before he became RoboCop?
Yeah, his wife and kid were murdered, I think.
Oh, right.
And as I recall. And he was murdered too, actually. But right. They put him back together with robotics. So.
I got to check that movie out.
Yeah, the first one's good. First one is good.
Okay.
Paul Verhoeven, I think. Mm-hmm. Right? I think, right? Isn't it Paul Verhoeven?
I don't know. Did you say Paul Hogan? Wasn't he Crocodile Dundee?
Yeah.
He's Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah, Crocodile Dundee comes back as a robot, half robot. Right?
Good day, mate.
Yeah, I mean, I just...
put the boomerang down, mate.
You call that a what?
I don't know.
No, what would RoboCop say, but he's trying to do You Call That a
I've
Knife?
Never seen it. I just know that.
Wait, you've not seen Crocodile Dundee?
I don't remember. I think I've seen it, but I don't remember it at all.
What about Robo Crocodile Dundee? Robo Croc.
Robo Croc. Yeah, that's fine. But I know that's how Robo Talk. That's how Robo talks, right?
RoboCop talk. The way he speaks is through Robo Talk.
Doesn't his voice sound like that? This is RoboCop. Put the weapon down.
I don't even remember how he talks. I think he just says, "You are under arrest.
Oh.
I am RoboCop.
No.
I'm RoboCroc." Rogo. I accidentally said Rogo. Rogan Cop. It's about a cop who's bald. He's balding and he... Rogan Cop. Croc. Cop. Rogan Cock. It's about a rooster that's going bald.
A balding rooster?
Yeah. Rogan sure, Cop. Sure. Cock. Calk. I say Calk, actually.
That's about when Macaulay Culkin becomes a cop. RoboCalk.
Take my breath away. Okay. Next up, we're going to hear from a friend to the show, Matt Furness.
All right.
The hot.
Turn up the heat.
The burning furnace. We're going to hear... from a game, a Super Nintendo game, and you know his preference is Genesis, you know, but we're going to hear a Super Nintendo game because it wasn't. I don't think it was released on Genesis. This game, it's called Manchester United Championship Soccer, and this was a European only release for the Super Nintendo. We're going to hear the title screen. From Manchester United Championship Soccer for the Super Nintendo Europe only. Matt Furness is the composer. This is Title Screen. It's a cool track, and it's got a cool... It almost kind of sounds Genesis-y a little bit, you know? And it kind of has some sounds that remind me of Mickey's Magical Quest. No, Mickey Mania. Mickey Mania.
Okay. Okay. TurboGrafx-16, 04 Champ.
Yes, we've heard from this a few times in the past.
We're going to hear it right now. In the present.
Might actually be, because it's, well, might be, you know how to say four in Japanese, right? It's yon, right?
Yon.
So zero yon champ, I think, is actually what it's supposed to be.
Okay,
actually.
Right,
I think
right,
it's supposed
right.
to be. do a Matt Furness double feature.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Furness double feature. Okay. Furness feature double.
Yes.
So Lemmings 2, The Tribes. This is a Sega Genesis game. We're going to hear Medieval. And yeah, this is part of my Matt Furness block. Furness feature. This is from Lemmings 2, The Tribes, music by Matt Furness. This is called Medieval. Some good FM synth action. I really like the end of it, where it kind of just gets really synthy sounding, you know? This just starts to really remind me of some real 70s electronic music here, right here. That's cool. I think that's really neat. That's good.
I am moving on to Yokai Dushuki.
Okay.
PC Engine.
Mm-hmm.
PC Engine. Here we go. Yokai Dushuki.
And I think the composer on this is Hiroyuki Kawada. And I think that name of that track, I think, is Mambo Ryugu 2.
Which is just a little on the experimental side.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, definitely. I like it, it's cool. Okay. This is also a port, by the way, of an arcade game called Shadowland. That melody right there. Did you hear that? It just was so it almost doesn't even fit. It was just, but it does fit actually. It's good. Very interesting track, you know? It almost sounds like that was a melody from another song, and then it was just used in, I don't know, it's just really neat the way that comes in. I really like that. That's so good. Next up, we're going to, I'm assuming you're done. No.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought that was a good time to come in, you know, like right after it came in.
Yeah.
But Casey, I ruined it by interrupting that.
Casey Kasem style.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do. But then I thought, oh, maybe I'm being a little presumptuous to, you know.
Not at all.
But that, okay. Well, no. Too late now. I missed the, well, I guess you'll have to sing that part. Sing the end of it.
Dun, dun, dun.
Next up, we're going to hear something from a game called Daikaiju Monogatari, The Miracle of the Zone. This is a Game Boy game, only released in Japan, and of an unknown composer. I think the developer is called Birthday, I think, and it's published by Hudson. So we're going to hear Battle. And there's only three tracks in this game. We're going to hear Battle from Daikaiju Monogatari, The Miracle of the Zone. This is music from Daikaiju Monogatari, The Miracle of the Zone. And this is Battle. I like this part coming up right here. I love the kind of call and response here.
Dungeon Magic, a.k.a. Lightbringer, in Japan. This is Nintendo Entertainment System goodness I'm bringing for you. Talking to you, Brent.
Yeah, I know it.
Here we go.
I think the composer on this is Kiyohi Sada.
Magic, aka Lightbringer.
I'm going to take it to a classic track. Nintendo Entertainment System, Mega Man, the original.
All right.
Composer is Manami Matsume, or I don't know, maybe lately it's been brought to my attention that it may actually be pronounced Matsumae.
Okay.
Manami Matsumae. We're going to hear Bomb Man, Mega Man, the original. Mega Man for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Music composed by Manami Matsumae. This is Bomb Man. This music, something about it, even without being nostalgic for me, I think the music itself just sounds nostalgic also.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Something about it, yeah. Something about the beginning sounds really nostalgic to me.
Something about Matsume.
Matsumae. Sorry.
I am going to go Thunder Pro Wrestling Retsuden. Drive track, Thunder Pro Wrestling Retsuden.
And the composers on this are T. Saito and Garhu.
Garhu.
I like that. Digga, digga, digga. missed out on that digga digga digga.
I'm gonna digga 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 right to sleep.
I know it. I know. It's happening.
Yeah, but we're almost towards the end.
Yeah. You've made it pretty far. I'm surprised. You've
I'm
made
coherent.
It,
I'm you've coherent.
Made it, you've made it. You haven't actually fallen asleep yet. You've made it so far, but I know you're getting there.
Officer, I'm coherent.
All right. Wagyan Paradise. I had to play another Wagyan Paradise track. You know, I opened with Eriko Imura, and I'm going to close. Well, I'm sort of going to close here with Eriko Imura. Composed that game we heard earlier, J-League Soccer Prime Goal 3. Wagyan Paradise. This is such a good soundtrack. Super Famicom. We're going to hear Water Duck. Ducked. Water Ducked. Not duck.
Well, all ducks are water ducks.
Right. Water Ducked. This is Wagyan Paradise, music by Eriko Imura, and this is called Water Ducked. And this is just, I think this episode just proves that this composer is really, really good.
Yeah. Sega Genesis Grand Slam, the tennis tournament.
Yes, but you know that's. I think that's the Japanese title. I think.
Yeah. You're right. You're absolutely 100% right. And what is it, Jennifer Capriati?
Something. Yeah. Is that that's what it is? Right?
That's the American title, I think.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Or something like that.
I played ending one already. Now I'm going to play ending two. Tennis tournament ending two.
And and in North America, known as Jennifer Capriati Tennis.
It's from composer Hiroki Kamata.
Sounds like a lullaby almost.
Yeah, it's about me to sleep. It's relaxing.
All right. So look, we've got, before we do our closing track, we have a little bonus treat to end this free play. A listener from St. Louis, Missouri, Graham, wanted to get in on the VGM karaoke action that one might hear on the Legacy Music Hour. And he put together his own VGM karaoke track. We are going to hear that right now. I don't think you've heard this yet, have you?
No, I haven't heard it.
So, here we go. This is from Graham from St. Louis, Missouri. And he is singing along with the music from Magnet Man stage from Mega Man 3. So here we go.
LMH, I listen every week. Music from our gaming glory days. Just 8 and 16-bit music. Rob F. Switch and Brent, they play it all. Like Super Troll Island, Doremi Fantasy, Clay Fighters and Time Lord, and that game really sucks. Sometimes Rob falls asleep, but then Brent wakes him up, whether in HQ or in the annex. All turn beats like Lightning Force, Mario, Sankey, Madara, Karnov, GGRLS, Day 2, and Street Fighter 2. LMH, I listen every week, where I learn all about the industry. Brent Weisbach is a mastermind, he knows everything about this stuff. Like how to say Kondo, it's not pronounced Kendo. And Secret of Mana, it has another name. Cause over in Japan, Second and Sensu 2, I have to listen to every podcast. Because you can't beat it, it's the best. I said you can't beat it, it's the best. And that's all I can think of for this song now.
Wow. He's pretty right on the money with that.
So like, yeah, that was from Graham from St. Louis, wow. Missouri.
What do you
I feel like it? We should have played it while we should have had our mics on while it was playing, actually, just so we could, you know, they could hear the times when we were laughing.
What are you calling Graham? What did you call him?
Oh, you called him something.
Well, I called him. I said Graham. You said Graham sent it to us. I go, oh, Graham Cracker? And then you said, well, I think it should be more Telegram. Like
I said maybe Telegram because it's like a singing telegram, right?
The singing Telegram Cracker.
So there's some funny lyrics in there. There's because he starts off with Haliko.
Haliko.
And I didn't at first when I heard it, I didn't know what he was saying. Yeah. And I was listening for it more, and I was like, oh, he's saying Haliko, you know. So I thought that's pretty good, you know. And there's a lot of good little references to the show, you know. Koji Kondo. Actually, you know what's funny though? I think in the lyrics he says Koji Kondo. It's Koji Kondo.
Kondo. Right.
Kondo. I think that's what he says, right?
I don't know. Let's hear it one more time.
Yeah. Oh, there's also some cool harmonies too. Haliko.
Switch and Brent, they play it all. Like Super Troll Island, Doremi Fantasy, Clay Fighters and Time Lord, and that game really sucks.
Okay, first of all, it's funny that he picked out Super Troll Island out of all the games he played. Like, Super Troll Island, you know what I mean? That's just so funny. That's just such a weird game to pick, you know?
Right.
I like that, actually, that he picked Super Troll Island, you know?
Sometimes Rob falls asleep, but then Brent wakes him up.
You know, it's funny, is you were falling asleep, but this track woke you up.
It did wake me up.
It actually woke you
up. Hey, man, it's late.
Whether in HQ or in the annex, all turn beats, Lightning Force, Mario, Sankey, Madara, Karnov, GGRLS, Day 2, and Street Fighter 2, LMH.
I missed some of the tracks. I heard Karnov, Street Fighter 2, Lightning Force.
Yeah.
I heard Mario, Sankey, Madara, and then there's the one in the beginning. I couldn't hear it. I couldn't make it out. You know, it was the one right before Lightning Force. You know, wait, should we try to listen to that part again?
Yeah,
let's see. I think I can. It's like right.
Wait,
what? What is it? Before, right before
Turn Beast.
Altered Beast.
Altered.
Wait, is that what
he did? He did a little.
He's doing the thing, yeah. I think.
Altered Beast.
Oh, that's yes. That's what it is. Altered Beast. Yeah, that's it. All right. Altered Beast.
That's funny. It's like he's saying a turd beast, like altered beast.
right.
That's funny.
It's a beastly turd.
Yes.
Altered Beast, Lightning Force, Moria, Sankey, Madara, Karnov, GGLS Day 2, and Street Fighter 2.
Oh, he said GGLS Day or GGLS, and he said Karnov.
LMH, I listen every week, where I learn all about the industry. Brent Weisbach is a mastermind.
What did he say on the right side? There's a stereo effect, and he's saying something.
Brent Weisbach is a mastermind.
What?
Brent's so awesome.
Oh, is that what he...
Yeah.
He knows everything about this stuff, like how to say Kondo.
Oh, wait, he does say Kondo, actually. He does say Kondo, I think.
Like how to say Kondo.
He says it right. He says Kondo. Yeah, he does say Kondo. Yeah.
It's not pronounced Kendo. And Secret of Mana, it has another name. Because over in Japan, second and Sensu too, I have to listen to every podcast. Because you can't beat it, it's the best. I said you can't beat it, it's the best.
He said, you can't beat it, it's the best. I said, you can't beat it. He said, I said in there, which is, I think, is funny too, right. Actually. You can't beat it, it's the best. I said, you can't beat it, it's the best.
That's all I can think of for this song now.
So good, very
Jam.
Good.
Damn. Oh, right.
I mean, you know, we got to treat it like it's a live thing, you know, kind of, you know.
That was good. That would get high marks from any judge.
It's good. That was a good track. And yeah, thank you, Graham, for sending that in. We appreciate it. And it's complimentary too. It's a nice it's a complimentary piece too, you know. It's complimenting the show.
Yeah.
But I like it when the people are like really close to the melody or on the melody,
right,
and just really getting the syllables right down to the right, you know, just fitting the lyrics in right with the melody, you know.
That's how it should be.
Yeah. I really like that he used game titles to fill in the lyrics too.
Yeah.
I think that was a neat touch. So for a full track listing, check out legacymusichour.com, and you can also comment there, and you can also email us at legacymusichour@gmail.com.
Call us 281 Sonic 91.
And also you can what's the other thing I mentioned usually? You can rate the show on iTunes.
Yeah.
And you can you know, whatever. Do whatever you want. It's yours to keep.
Whatever.
I guess I'll include that track with the Graham track.
Yeah.
The Graham tracker. That's what he's called, the Graham Tracker.
The Graham Tracker.
He's the he's a singing telegram tracker.
The Graham Tracker.
Okay.
Yeah.
So next week's episode is our best of the year.
Yep.
Top 10 countdown. It's tracks we discovered in the last year.
Right.
We had to discover them in the last year, and they're top 10 tracks that we discovered in the last year and played on the show in the last year.
Okay.
And it's a countdown. And we'll have done the podcast for 3 full years.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's what next episode is. And then after that, the final episode. And so to close today's episode.
Yes.
we're going to hear something from Final Fantasy III. Okay, we'll explain more. We'll explain more either next episode or episode 157.
Right.
What I meant by that. Okay, so we're going to close with another classic track here from Final Fantasy III for the Super Nintendo. This is from composer Nobuo Uematsu, and we're going to hear Cyan or Cyan. I think it's Cyan.
Okay.
Cyan. And this is a track I really like, and I'm surprised I haven't played it yet on the podcast in the 3 years we've been doing it. But anyway, this is music from Final Fantasy III for the Super Nintendo. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
The name of the program is the Legacy Music Hour. Thanks again, Graham, for sending in that track.
Graham Tracker.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.